You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is the utterly magnificent Matariki by Dudley Benson. Morena Dudley, take two, how are you?
Morena, I'm great. Thank you very much, Rachel. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's such a privilege to have you on the show this morning to chat about this extremely special remix, which is out everywhere today, of It's Otiputi's Fault, which comes from Zealandia, which was the album that Matariki is also from a few years back now. But you've got a very special remix to share with everyone that's done by none other than the much-missed Reuben Samuel Winters. It's a Totems remix of this track. You must be feeling many emotions today about having this out in the world.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, really. And that word has come up a bit in kōrero with Ruben's mum, Iona, the writer who's based in Otapoti, Dunedin, here with me. We've been talking a lot over the last year about sharing this remix and the process and Ruben's process generally and who he was. And it is bittersweet. It's such a... I'm so proud of this really powerful remix that Reuben made. So in that sense, it's wonderful to share it, but obviously it would be so much nicer if he were here to understand how much love it's already had and how much he's appreciated.
It's a very, as you say, it is a very special remix. I think he's pulled out some elements from this song that were embedded in the original track, but he's kind of flipped the spacing of it around, and it sounds, I mean, it is magical. Magical is really the word, I think, for it. Tell us a wee bit about the track originally, It's Otiputi's Fault, and why you thought Reuben would be the right person to remix this one.
Sure. Well, I'll start with talking about Reuben himself as a producer and musician and why I wanted to work with him. I actually originally offered him Matariki to remix, the song that you played. And at the time, he didn't get back to me. he was obviously doing other mahi. But when I sent him It's Otapoti's Fault a year or two later, he got back to me straight away and really wanted to work on it. And Reuben is one of the artists who I had kind of dreamed of collaborating with in one way or another. For me, I'm a solo artist, and making music for me, it's a very solitary experience for the first kind of 75% of the process. Mm-hmm. And then there's always a point where I can start sharing it with someone and working with someone else, to whether it be a remix or a video or performing on it, whatever. And as I say, that's such a joy for me, and Reuben was someone that I really wanted to bring in that way. And the song itself, yeah, he really did flip it out. Like, the original, the album version is quite introverted. It felt to me that it was about time that I write a piece of music that honoured the city that I live in, Otapoti, Dunedin, particularly the landforms and how it feels to live here. And I decided to take the perspective of what would it be like to introduce my mum, who suicided when I was 15, to the city that I live in my life here now. So I kind of acted as a tour guide for her. And then the end of the song is kind of a reflection on losing that person really close to you, especially under such tragic circumstances. And again, something Reuben's mum, Iona, and I have talked about is just that there's this kind of circle of grief that we're in together, with me losing my mum to suicide and Reuben, Iona losing Reuben. And yet somehow this remix, it kind of, there's this bond that we have, there's this connection through it, and that's the legacy and power of leaving music and artwork behind us.
Absolutely, and I think that's something that resonates with anybody who's experienced grief or experienced some form of loss, where having a thing that connects you to the people that have gone is so special, and it does kind of transcend time a little bit. And I think that's a big sense I got from listening to this track, is it sort of sits out of time and space, and it has this kind of I keep using the word magical, but because I think it is very accurate, it has this kind of magic quality to it that feels very like, you know, everything's holding its breath a little bit while the track is happening. How did you feel when you got the response from Ruben and you got the track back?
Well, you know, Ruben was just an utter professional. I know that he'll have fans and friends and collaborators who will be able to relate to this. Like, in his own way, he was really casual and jovial in the way that he would communicate, like kind of chill, but at the same time he was always extremely, like, he had a game plan. Ruben had a game plan when he was making work, and an incredibly thoughtful and strategic, and in my process with him was very much a reflection of that. Like, he would send me updates. He wouldn't miss deadlines. I remember when he delivered me his remix in August 2020, which he'd been working on during the first Aotearoa lockdown. He sent it through and then said, look, do you need it mastered? I'm happy to master it. Like, I've never had a producer in all the dozens of remixes that have been made of my songs. I've never had the artist offer to master it too. So that was his process, and it was so much fun. And when he'd communicate, he'd always offer more. He would always talk about what was going on in his life at the time, the cooking that he was doing from his vegetable garden, games that he was really enjoying. And when I first heard the mix itself, and when I hear it now, I mean, I couldn't listen to it for a long time, but after he died, but I laugh. Like, it's got his sense. He's got a sense of humour in it.
Yeah.
It's not remote. There is melancholy to it because he's not with us. But there's so much life in it. There's
totally
so much joy, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good when I listen to Ruben's remix.
That's such a special thing, and it's very, I mean, it's amazing that you and Iona have shared it with us, so thank you very much for doing that. It's just another gem in the amazing catalogue of work that Ruben has left for us to enjoy. I did want to ask you, before we listen to this amazing song, Dudley, how you feel about Zealandia as an album, because 2018 was a wee while ago now, and you have had many amazing people work on tracks from that and reinvent and look at it through their own lenses. How do you feel when you reflect on these songs now, especially with, I guess, the various, like, filters and lenses of time that have come with that?
To be honest, like, I look back at that record now and I'm like, what the hell was I doing? it took me 8 years to make Zealandia. It's like the 12 identity pop songs, almost like a love song to our sunken continent, and these themes of decolonization and our relationship to the whenua. And there's like an orchestra on there. There's like a 60-person choir. It's crazy. Like, what was I thinking? I don't really know. So that's kind of my relationship to it now. I just don't know who the person was that made that record. But the remixes and the I'm happy to say there's going to be more remixes than just the Totems one of It's All Te Puti's Fault.
Oh, awesome.
They're really, they're little, you used the word gem when you were talking about Ruben's legacy of work. And for me, the remixes that I get to collaborate with people on are a little bit like the extension of the life of this album, except that they're not arduously weighed down recording sessions with orchestras. They're just these wonderful things that I send out to my favourite producers, and they come back with with these beautiful chocolate box moments to share. So I really enjoy the remix process.
It's a very lovely tapestry of collaboration that you've created. And I mean, you've been very, I think, harsh on your own album. I think Zealandia is a masterpiece, but I agree with you. There is something really amazing and singular about getting a remix, because you get such a different sort of perspective on something that I guess everybody living on the whenua can kind of relate to in one way or another, which is, what is our relationship to this land? Or, you know, how do you relate to the land and to the culture and the history? And I think that's something that this album has allowed a lot of people to maybe meditate on in their practice through this remix process. Yeah.
That's so cool. Thanks, Rachel.
Well, thank you for chatting with us this morning, Dudley. I think we should listen to this incredible remix of It's Otepoti's Fault by Totems, Reuben Samuel Winter. Beautiful cover art as well by Ayesha Green, who's done an amazing painting for that. That's also a lovely collaborative element, I guess, that's come into this. How do you feel about that one?
So great. Ayesha and I are friends, and we've been looking for the chance to work on something together, and I know she's really proud to be part of this project too.
Well, thank you so much, Dudley. Let's have a listen. Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too, mate. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.